tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage.
Welcome to the road rage. I want to get some texts on this as well. Boxer John, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial Group. Through personal life, business, financial, and estate planning changes, your financial advisor should be by your side, like financial advisor Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson. Greg is the best. It's the bottom line. And in these rocky times for the market, more than ever, you need the advice of a guy who's brilliant at what he does. If you aren't getting the advice and the attention, the information you deserve from your current financial advisor, Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson wants to earn your business and your trust. A financial advisor should know your goals, help push you towards them, send your frequent updates and encouragement along the way. Your financial advisor should also educate you on any new financial approaches to help better grow your portfolio and your return on investments. Greg knows you've worked hard for your money. Now you need it to work for you. Greg uses cutting-edge financial technology to create a meticulous plan that helps you achieve your current investment and financial goals. Greg will be there for you through the mountains and valleys of life, educating, advising, helping lead you to a more fulfilling financial future. If you just want more from your money and your financial advisor services, call Greg Wales with Kiwi Financial Group today. Schedule your free consultation by calling Greg 654-5043, 654-5043, or visiting Kiwi Financial located next to Max Drive and Pendleton Road in Clemson. Of course, tell them I sent you. That's how this deal works. Boxer John.
Hey, how you doing? Well,
good, John. How are you? John, you have a competitive advantage in this situation. Your age-related wisdom has enabled you to see many different sports events, many different upsets throughout history. Where do you put that?
That'd be right there in contention for number one, maybe the number one. I can't imagine that happening. Having grown up, well, I grew up in a little town called Lake City, South Carolina, down near the coast. I guess it was about 20 miles from the ocean, by the way the old crow flies. But there was a horse racetrack right across from where we lived. We lived about a mile and a half out of town, and it was a harness track. But it had races every Wednesday afternoon.
How about that?
Because that's when all. Pardon?
I said, how about that? It's a pretty good story.
Yeah. The reason for that was back then you didn't have the Walmarts and all that kind of stuff. So everything you bought came from a small, individually owned store. And so they closed. They worked Monday through Friday, but on Wednesday they would take a half a day off. Everything would close down, and so they had races out there on Wednesday afternoon. Everybody would come to the races, and of course that was back then. If you look at South Carolina, there were racetracks all over the state in small towns,
yep,
and the larger towns too. And so they had a race track every Wednesday afternoon, and of course I knew the people over there. I'd go over there and watch the races. And we'd watch the third and fourth turns right from my front porch over there. But it was an interesting thing. And I've been following ever since it's been on TV. I've been watching the Belmont and the Triple Crown. Boy, I just never saw anything like this before. But, you know, the racetrack that we had across the road was a harness track. It was a regular, you know.
That's pretty cool, too. I mean, you know, we've talked before about how through much of this country's earlier sports history, horse racing, boxing, and baseball were your three primary sports.
Exactly. When I came along, that's the way it was. And actually, from attendance-wise, from what always read and heard, was horse racing was the number one.
Right.
And
I wasn't putting those in order. I was just listing those three as being the preeminent sports in the country.
But this race, I was watching that, and then I record it, and then I watch it again after it's over with. And, boy, I tell you what, they went back. Of course, they showed the horse coming up through the field there, And man, I'm telling you what's true. It was I mean, to come on like he did at the end, good Lord, I had never seen a thing like that. But he did. And you know, he won it. So I hope he passes all the tests and everything. And we'll go on to the Belmont and see what he does there.
Well, Preakness first. We're not going to skip that one.
I'm sorry, Preakness first.
And then, you know, John, yeah, and then when the horse, when the race was over, and Ramona, I don't know whether I mentioned this earlier, but when the race was over, he's attacking the Outrider pony.
He's biting that horse.
Yeah, he's biting the pony over and over and over. He was like not ready to stop running. You know, he was still feeling frisky.
Yeah, you're right. And horse, you know, especially young horses will do that sometimes. You know, that's why they have to separate them in stalls sometimes. But he was biting this other horse, you know, on the neck and trying. And of course, the other horse was trying to get away from him. And the jockey was trying to hold him together because he was trying to control both horses. And anyway, yeah, he was still frisky.
Yeah.
He had a lot left. Yeah. And, boy, you think after that run, he'd be huffing and puffing a little bit, but he still wasn't.
Ronnie wasn't used to this winning stuff. He must have thought there was, like, sex involved or something.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. But, well, anyway, I don't know about it, but I tell you what, I've never seen a thing like that, nor had I seen the aftermath like you were talking about, him wanting to get in a fight with the other horse and biting it and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. I don't know why. I've never seen that before either.
No. He was just, I mean, it's one of those things about how many times you watch the events of late Saturday, early evening on Saturday. It's just impossible. It's all impossible. None of it could actually have happened. And then it, of course, did. And this is why we watch sports. We watch sports for these moments. And maybe we're never lucky enough to see one. But this is why we care about it.
Yeah, well, that's right. And you know, the thing about that, too, is growing up on a farm like I did, I was around animals all the time. We had mules, horses. You had to have mules with the tractors back then.
Yeah.
And I took care of them, fed them. I never saw two mules or horses do anything like that horse did after the race.
Yeah.
Before. I've never seen them want to do it. But he's a thing about it is he's a thoroughbred. And those thoroughbreds are, you know, they're pretty active. And, you know, you don't get those thoroughbreds on the farm.
Hey, John, I have a question for you that you ought to know the answer to. There's your hint. Other than the people directly affiliated with Rich Strike, who are obviously ecstatic, who was the happiest individual other than those people on the planet with the results of Rich Strike's upset over the weekend?
Whoever bet on
him. Well, yeah. But the immediate answer and the one that as to why you should have known, Canelo Alvarez is the answer because it took him off the front pages.
Yeah. That's right.
Because he got his brains beat in.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Yeah. I don't know. It's both events or something else. But I tell you what, that horse, though, that was the darndest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like that. Now, it'd be hard for that to match that. I mean, to come from that field like, and he didn't even get into a race till he pulled another horse out on Friday before the race.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you, John. Good talking to you, as always.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, really, like I said, the happiest individual about this whole mess, other than the people directly involved, boxer Canelo Alvarez, who got his brains beat in by Bivol. I have never liked Alvarez. I've always thought he was a fraud. He got his brains beat in by Triple G twice and was not credited. Was credited with a victory, with victories he did not deserve. And this weekend he didn't get around it. This weekend he just flat out got his brains beaten in, and I don't have to worry about him anymore, ever discussing him again, which always works for me, because I've always thought he was a borderline scrub who got too much attention anyway, and now I don't have to worry about that. So it all worked out. And oh, by the way, Ramona, Friday night, was it Friday? Yeah, I think it was Friday. My Mets, listen now. My Mets.
Yes.
Trailing 7-1 in the ninth inning.
Uh-oh.
Rallied to win. There is something different with this bunch.
My Mets,
Ramona.
Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets.
First team in baseball with 20 wins, and somewhere lurking in the darkness to the side, Jacob DeGrom.
Oh, is he back?
Not yet, but here's the thing. For once, Ramona, they can take their time. They don't have to rush anything. They can take their sweet time getting him back because they're playing great as a team. So they can be cautious. They don't have to rush him back. 7-1, Ramona. 7-1 in the ninth inning, and they won 8-7. Joe! I know Joe's calling about my Mets. Joe, what's going on, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Big Mets fan here. but, you know, congratulations, Walt, for the early start. I know you're a long-suffering Mets fan.
I am. Long and suffering. Yes.
Well, maybe that's God's way of keeping an albatross on your neck or something to keep you grounded. But, you know, I watched that horse win that race and then a bird's eye view of it. You think that's the greatest upset in Kentucky Derby history, or what do you?
I think it's the greatest. I think it's the greatest upset in the history of sports. I don't actually think there's anything close, and that includes Miracle on Ice. That includes the Jets upset in the Colts in the Super Bowl. It includes it includes upset beating Man of War. Now, Man of War didn't run in the Derby. That's the only bad part. But there are many horse racing historians who think Man of War is the greatest horse who ever lived, not Secretariat. It's been debated through the ages, Secretariat versus Man of War. There's no loser in that. Man of War started 21 races in his career, and he won 20 of them. And the only race he did not, and he set records, and the only race he did not win was he lost to a horse named Upset. And there was something, you know, the starting, the posts weren't, and the gate didn't work as it does now. And there was something about Man of War being turned around when the facing the wrong way when the race was actually started. But nonetheless, a horse named Upset beat Man of War, and it's been argued for ages whether that is the introduction of the word into lexicon. It appears that there were earlier usages of it, but that moment in time in sports is what created the popular terminology that we employ today that defines a unexpected winner. And so that actually came from somewhere. It came from a horse named Upset beating Man of War. And on Saturday, we witnessed the greatest upset the sport, and I think any sport, has ever seen.
How, like, I'm not a horse guy or whatever. I always watch the Derby, but how brilliant was the jockey as far as his positioning at the end. Like in your opinion, how he handled the horse.
Right, for a jockey who nobody knew to handle the 24th field of the Derby and somehow weave your way, Gale Sayers, like all the way through it until you got to the straightaway, and now there are no horses left in your way. And at that point, Rich Strike was still 8 lengths off the lead. But at that point, then it was like Sonny Leone took over to weave his way in and out. And from the time he cleared 8 lengths back, then it was the machine. Then it was the horse. It was whatever made Rich Strike go, that, you know, the likes of which we just had not seen before.
Last thing is this, well, I don't know if we're going to win tonight. I think Giannis is going to be maybe too much, but we got to get somebody. I mean, Tatum's going to shoot better.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. He just got to shoot better. So appreciate it, Walt.
Yep. Thank you, Joe. We'll touch on that a little bit later. Quick break. We'll be back.
Guys, listen up. Have you been struggling with ED? If so, we have some great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that requires no pills, no injections, and no surgery. This is the latest medical breakthrough for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Greenville Men's Clinic is proud to offer the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, which has been proven to increase blood flow, reverse ED, and increase size. Stop wasting your time with pills that produce side effects and have little to no results. Medical institutions at Cambridge University and Cleveland Clinic have shown this technology to be safe with no side effects. So, if you're looking for a proven solution, call Greenville Men's Clinic today. They have performed over 12,000 treatments with outstanding results and can help you, too. Call Greenville Men's Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111. Or greenvillemensclinic.com. That's GreenvilleMen'sClinic.com.
Lip smacking, head snapping, homemade meat and three. Monday and Tuesday till 7:30. Thursday and Friday till 3. Home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Glenn Raven is hosting a direct hire event at 4665 Liberty Highway in Anderson on Wednesday, May 11th from 9 until noon. Hiring for machine operators, material handlers, and process technicians. Learn more and RSVP at htijobs.com.
David Green and the professionals at the Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With our maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. We take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Our plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic about septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Friends, spring is finally here, and that means it's time to go hiking, camping, and kayaking. And Elkmont Trading Company is ready to serve your needs. Elkmont's expertise and service over the last 25 years is why you should shop Elkmont first. Featuring great brands like On Running, Patagonia, Free Fly, Bog Bags, Hey Dudes, Birkenstocks, Wilderness System Kayaks, Ray-Bans, and Costa Sunglasses. Elkmont has what you're looking for. In fact, Elkmont offers the upstate's largest selection of On Running shoes. And if you haven't tried the On Cloud shoes, you're missing out. I recently got my first pair, and I'm sold. You will be too. At Elkmont, you can shop for anything from kayaks to lifestyle apparel to home goods, jewelry, and great game day clothing. Conveniently located with two great locations in Powdersville and 153 across from Chick-fil-A and at Clemson at 93 and 123. That's Elkmont Trading Company. There's something for everyone at Elkmont, and go Tigers.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
What goes into a Bojangles scratch-made buttermilk biscuit? 49 savory steps. During Bojangles Buttermilk Biscuit Month, get a free Cajun Filet biscuit when you order on the Bojangles app. It's Bo time.
Inside the Train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through
all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit pittmanac.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent Train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit pittmanac.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, if you bleed orange and purple, we're your flagship station for Clemson Athletics. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Only in America, folks.
Where every day is game day.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627. 654-7627. You can get in. You know, I was thinking about, again, the greatest upsets in sports history. And I don't, as soon as this happened, I put up a tweet in which I listed the first things that came to my mind. They were the horse name upset beating Man of War, Miracle on Ice, the Jets beating the Colts, and Buster Douglas beating Tyson. And, you know, Douglas was in the greatest shape of his career for that fight. And his reach posed Tyson problems. He was the bigger man, Douglas. And, you know, again, that was his potential based on if he had been in shape. But most of Buster Douglas's career, he was not in shape. He was fat and out of shape most of his career. Tyson drew him on a night that he was in the best shape of his life. One other that comes to mind, and this is not a positive for us, And I don't even know if you're aware of this, Ramona, but one other that comes to mind is the 1972 Olympic basketball gold medal game, which we lost and became one of the most controversial losses in Olympic history. There were a lot of those related to the sport of boxing, but not a lot related to the sport of basketball at the time. And the Soviet Union upset us in 1972 in the Munich Games to win the gold medal. Now, they cheated to do it. Somebody cheated to do it because they basically made sure that the U.S. was not going to win. Now, this is not one of our great teams. This here's an article from Travis Wilson with Sportsnet, Wisconsin Sportsnet, I guess. This was in, when was this? This is July 14, 2020, again, recounting the events of that loss. Bill Walton elected not to play, so he's the guy you really blame. And we were led by Doug Collins, Dwight Jones, Tommy Burleson, the former NC State star. And USA was a young team, and this was not one of our best teams, but we had been so dominant. The U.S. team leading up to the event, to the final event of the Munich Games that year, the U.S. had won 7 consecutive gold medals, going a perfect 63-0 in Olympic competition. That was the level of our dominance. This was really Miracle on Ice in reverse. And so, you know, you have to throw this one in there too, even though it didn't go our way, and even though, you know, we know, and really, I think really the rest of the world knew that we were cheated. The U.S. team was able to put on a press. We were down 10 most of the second half. We pressed. We cut the Soviet lead to just 1 point in the final minute. As the Soviet Union tried to kill off the final seconds, Doug Collins stepped in front of a pass near midcourt, raced the other way, was fouled hard, sent him to the free throw line for a pair of foul shots with just 3 seconds remaining in the U.S. trailing by 1 point. After making his first shot to tie the game at 49, the next several minutes were a wild scene culminating in a fateful sequence that saw the Americans' reign come to an end. The horn sounded as Collins made his second shot to put the U.S. up by 1 point. The game was over, and we had won. But the officials signaled for play to continue. As the Soviets inbounded the ball, a USSR assistant coach frantically approached the scores table to assert that the team should have been awarded a timeout. However, international rules at the time required that once Collins' free throw went through the hoop, the coach could not call a timeout. However, Brazilian referee Renato Ragueto stopped the game upon seeing the commotion with 1 second left. After several minutes of discussion, Ragueto ruled that the Soviet timeout should not have been granted and that the game should resume with 1 second remaining, despite having no jurisdiction to do so. FIBA Secretary General Renato William Jones of Great Britain left the stands and approached the scorer's table, overruling the official and indicating that the clock should be reset to 3 seconds and the game resumed from that point. We had cheated multiple times here at the end of this deal, Romano. The players took the court again with the Soviet inbounding quickly, but missing on a desperation attempt as the horn sounded. America stormed the court to celebrate another victory. However, the referee administering the inbounds play did not see that the game clock had been reset to 3 seconds, instead reading 50 seconds remaining, as the horn was an attempt by the official scorer to get the referee's attention. More discussion followed. The Soviets were given yet another chance to inbound the ball with 3 seconds placed on the clock. 6'11 American center Tom McMillan was tasked with defending the inbounder, but official Artanek Arabajan motioned for him to step back, making the inbounds pass easier. Veteran Soviet player Ivan Nadeshko, who had incorrectly been allowed to substitute in the game during the earlier timeout fiasco, was able to heave a now unimpeded pass the length of the court in the direction of Alexander Belov. Two Americans stumbled in their attempts to defend the pass, and after coming down with the ball, Belov laid in an uncontested layup to give the Soviet Union a shocking 51-50 victory, as the team was provided 3 chances to score the winning basket. Again, one of our worst moments in sports history. We basically had the championship stolen from us, but that also would have to be one of the biggest upsets of all time, even though it did not go in our favor. I think things are all right with me right now, Ramona. I'll let you know. But
if you're thinking about other events, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a great call, Texter 379. You're talking about Rulon Davis, I think was... No, Rulon Gardner. Rulon Gardner, right? His name is Rulon Gardner, right? The fat, the 400-pound, huge fat guy who won the gold medal. Rulon Gardner. Yeah, it was Rulon Gardner. That's an interesting call because I think that it deserves mention because Gardner competed at the 2004 Olympics, won the gold medal in 2000, defeated Russia's three-time reigning gold medalist Alexander Karelin. Karelin wasn't just Russia's three-time defending gold medalist. Karelin was, and I grant you, Karelin was near the end of his career. Karelin was about, I want to say about 40. But Karelin was like the biggest bad A who ever wrestled. I mean, Karelin was thought to be invincible. And Rulon Gardner was thought to have no chance. Rulon Gardner was a round guy. He was 400 pounds, and he was a round guy. He was thought to have absolutely no shot whatsoever to beat Alexander Karelin. So that's an interesting call, Texter. Let me tell you about First Class Alt. Hey, you want to pick the right team every time? Pick First Class Alt. You'll never be upset. It'll only go your way. Because if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you have a massive competitive advantage over the rest of us. Because you have a specialist to take your vehicles down. People who live in your vehicles, work on them all day. All of their techs have 15 to 35 years of experience with these makes and models. This is a specialized industry now, and the ultimate specialists are found at First Class Alt. Don't settle for anything less than that. Get to First Class Alt. I promise you, you will thank me later. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. I'm sorry, who does that? First Class Alt does. So if they put a water pump in for you, and 3 years from now, 2.5 years from now, you're tooling around Arizona and it goes, they'll pay to have you towed, pay to have it fixed. I'm sorry, I just don't know anyone who does these things. Think about the uncommon care you're granted with a common oil change, where master techs are servicing your vehicle. You know, not some guy who bought tools on the internet. First Class Alt, three locations to serve you. How about this? Here are your May specials. Take advantage of these. All locations, cool down for summer at First Class Alt. Make sure your air is working if you're traveling. AC performance diagnostic includes up to 1.5 pounds of Freon. AC fan operation diagnostic plus AC performance test. Now only $189.95, was $249.95. Book that now at all locations. Anderson, Cherrydale only. Michelin, $70 rebate with qualifying tire purchase. Book that now. All locations, 10% off any major mileage service, so 30K, 60K, 90K, etc. Book now at all locations. All locations, in honor of Memorial Day, First Class Alt will offer 10% off labor for those who have been served and are serving in our military. Love that. Thank you for your service, and thank you, First Class Alt. Three locations to serve you. Greenville, Anderson, the brand-new Cherrydale location. That's at 3050 North Pleasantburg Drive, 864-214-4755. And as always, tell them I sent you. Quick break.
Lip smacking, head snapping, homemade meat and three. Monday and Tuesday till 7:30. Thursday and Friday till 3. Home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Clemson Marina is getting families into new 2022 Triton fiberglass and aluminum fishing boats and other great brands this spring. Triton boats are built for performance, designed to get you on the fish and to the top of the leaderboard. Schedule a service appointment and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly all year. We have daily and weekly boat rentals, private events and catering at the grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Triton boat dealer.
Get mom what she's begged for all these years, a clean home. And mom deserves nothing but the best, which is Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning. Only ZeroRest cleans with ZR water, an electrolyzed, oxidative water proven to clean better than detergent with zero residue left behind. Give your mom the gift of clean. Schedule today and get three rooms of carpet clean for only $129. Mention me, Mickey, and WCCP, and you get a hallway clean for free. Book with ease at ZeroResGreenville.com. ZeroRes, it's the right way to clean.
Grab a limited edition of Camo Big Bow Box with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea. Only at Bojangles.
Helping others is how we roll. At Purple Haze in Clemson and Williamston, 6 non-perishable food items earns points toward $30 above-the-waist piercing. Buy 2, get 1 free jewelry or 20% off your purchase. We're supporting Clemson Community Care because helping others is how we roll. Purple Haze, with stores in Clemson and Williamston. Piercings, glassware, t-shirts, and lots of really cool stuff you won't find anywhere else. Purple Haze, Williamston, and Clemson. We put a spell on you.
My name is Anna. I live in Seneca, and I'm a real person. The Max Life Change 6-month program saved my life. Because I have Parkinson's, it was starting to take over my life, and I was in bed a lot. I wasn't getting anything done. I knew I had to do something to get my life back on track. It turns out that the Max Life Change 6-month program is what I needed. It has given me a new outlook on life. Not very difficult at all. This was my first life change program, and it's different than a gym, much different than a gym. And I am so happy to be back doing things that I enjoy. I'm off medication of my hyperthyroidism. What I like about this life-changing program is everybody in there is rooting for you. It's like family. I would tell anyone that wants to lose weight, cut back their meds, and get their life back to call Max Life Change.
Make today the day you book your free consultation with Max Life Change. Call 864-364-1334. Online at maxlifechange.com.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Don't let the automotive chip shortage put the brakes on your income. Glen Raven is hiring manufacturing workers in all Sunbrella plants. It's a great opportunity to join an established company that manufactures high-quality, sought-after Sunbrella products. Whether you're skilled in manufacturing and ready to start immediately, or new and willing to be trained, 40 to 48-hour work weeks are available for all full-time employees. Plus, you can earn premium pay for night shifts. In addition to earning highly competitive pay, you'll also enjoy paid vacation and holidays, 401k matching, a pension program, free on-site medical care, 24/7 fitness, and more. Sunbrella is hiring, whether you've worked in manufacturing for years or if you're new to manufacturing and willing to be trained. Shift gears today and get on board with Sunbrella. Apply today at join.sunbrella.com. That's join.sunbrella.com.
An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. Imagine the huge savings you'll see without using fossil fuels. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate, too. Invest in comfort and savings. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call Eric Rooney at 735-8081. Water Furnace, your reliable renewable.
The undisputed sports talk leader for the upstate.
Let's go down, you burn it!
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. You know, I've had multiple people give me Fresno State baseball 2008 win as a 4 seed, equivalent of a 13 to 16 seed win in March Madness. I don't think it is the equivalent. I just don't. I get your point, and I get the point of people making it, and it was a great story, but The reason I think it's a little bit of a false equivalency is I just think there are less teams that matter in college baseball. And I don't think it's as widely I don't think the quality of play is as widely distributed in college baseball. I think that's a factor that you would have to add in there. Plus, you're still dealing with amateur athletes, and it's not like even if one team is better than the other, you're not talking about the kind of gap we saw in this thing. This just wasn't possible. But I think they're good answers. Texas said App State defeating Michigan. See, that one I really don't buy, as I mentioned earlier. I think it's a good thing to throw out, and it's a good thing to talk about. I mean, if we're talking about the best upsets of all time, it was shocking and significant. But I remember talking about and having others talk about the fact that App State had a great chance to win that game. You know, I know that the spread was fairly significant, but it just felt like App State had the better, more athletic quarterback, and that they might be the better team. You almost had the feeling in watching App State play Michigan that had they played the following Saturday, you might have had the same result. I think the names overrated the significance of that upset. Tested Holly Holmes knocking out Ronda Rousey. Eh. I don't know. I'm like, eh. Texter 940 says, how about NC State beating Faislam Majama? Yeah, look, again, major, major upset. I think there are several of those. There's the 85 Villanova Wildcats beating Georgetown, which I think is even more significant than NC State beating Houston. Those are some of your major basketball championship upsets. I mean, obviously, Valvano had to use every trick in his arsenal to really coach his team to that victory. I mean, they fouled intentionally over and over down the stretch of the game. Houston clank free throws. I mean, that NC State team was up against it from the get-go. Game one of the NCAA tournament that year, they trailed Pepperdine, I believe it was, by six, and they were basically done. There was like a minute left. They trailed by six. Somehow they got that thing, if memory serves, to double overtime, and in terms of the history of it, and they managed to advance past round one. They had no margin for error, that's for sure. But the Villanova Wildcats had to shoot an all-time NCAA, a still all-time NCAA record, a always will be all-time NCAA record, 78% from the field to beat Georgetown in 85. Those are both good. Adam and Norman says, how about previously undefeated Dan Gable loses his last college wrestling match in the NCAA Finals? Yeah, I mean, you know, Gable is the greatest American wrestler and the greatest American amateur wrestler, and was a invincible machine, and again, lost his final bout almost inexplicably. I'm guessing there was something wrong with Dan Gable that maybe he just didn't want to talk about. I had occasion to meet Dan Gable once or twice when I was younger, and really good guy. What you saw is what you get, what you've always seen out of Dan Gable. You know, it says Chaminade versus Virginia. Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, that was impossible. You can only attribute that to the island effect. You know, it was Ralph Sampson at 7'4", facing these little tiny Chaminade guys who somehow pulled off an upset. The only other thing you can say there is Ralph Sampson. This is going to sound awful. Ralph Sampson was a three-time National Player of the Year who could never beat anybody. I mean, you know, he was three-time National Player of the Year, but his team just could not beat anybody. He couldn't even win a conference title, let alone a national title. So,
you know, that group losing to Chaminade, yeah, sounds a lot worse on paper. Oh, if we're talking in-game batting, Texter 361 writes me 28-3. Yeah, if we're talking in-game batting at 28-3 in the Super Bowl, you could have got great odds if you were planning on picking the Patriots versus Atlanta. Matt Ryan sent me that one, I'm assuming. 28-3. Texas and Vandy, rather, beating any SEC school is a major upset in football. There's some truth to that. Texas said, I assume y'all have already talked about Jets, Colts. We have. Again, this wasn't the subject matter, but this has suddenly turned into it. But, yeah, I had mentioned the Jets, Colts, in what I wrote right at the completion of the race. I said four that immediately come to mind are the horse upset beating Man of War in Man of War's only loss of his incredible career. The Jets, Colts, Buster Douglas, you know, the things of that ilk. Jets is Mercer beating Duke. He says, oh, never mind. I forgot. There were a lot of grown men. LOL. Yeah, well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. There were a lot, Chad. Way too many for that to have been a major upset. And don't be deterred, Chad, in that thought process by the fact that Mercer then lost their next game to Tennessee by like 50 when Tennessee wasn't any good. Because Tennessee apparently not as impressed by all things Mercer as was Duke. That little thing we put together, Mona, after that loss, that was incredible.
Thing of beauty.
Do you have it?
I think I have it here.
Yeah, give me it.
I have to get it. I move things around based on what.
Dexter 982 says OJ versus the state of California. it's hard. It's hard to be running around in that Bronco in the slow speed, in the oxymoronic slow speed chase. You know, they're always in life. There are always these simple litmus tests of guilt and innocence. There was your sign, stupid. You know, I mean, what more stinking evidence did you need than that? All right, that was your sign. Why was dude doing that if he wasn't guilty? Who else would have been offing his wife and her partner, whatever he was, waitstaff? Who else would have been doing those things in your driveway? You know what? I still believe to this day that wasn't about guilt and innocence. That was about half of this country, or excuse me, a large portion of this country feeling they needed some sign of societal justice, that there was a bigger issue at play than whether this one guy was innocent or guilty. Because I think everybody of every creed, color, and political persuasion knew dude was pretty certain dude was guilty. Although he's still looking for the killer, right? I mean, when he's not, you know, in jail.
Oh, yeah, but he's out now. Yeah. Remember, he did his other thing.
Yeah, he's out.
Somebody stole his stuff. He's out again.
Okay, yeah, you have our Duke Mercer?
Congratulations to Mercer. Congratulations to Mercer. Mercer.
They're all seniors.
Yeah, they're not just a good team. They're an outstanding team. Outstanding team.
Seven seniors.
They're men. Yeah, I mean, they're strong. We're not that good. Mercer's not anybody. Mercer's a championship team.
championship. Mercer's a championship team.
Congratulations to Mercer. Congratulations to Mercer. Mercer.
They're all seniors.
Yeah, they're not just a good team.
You know what? Seriously, Ramona, there are times that I like think back on things or I hear like something like that played. And I ask myself, did that really happen? I mean, did that guy actually say all the ridiculous things we have him saying there? And he in fact did.
It sound like him.
Yeah, he in fact did. It doesn't just sound like him. It was him. I'm just reflecting on the absolute disingenuous, phony, repulsive nature of those comments. You know, Mercer's not just anybody. They're champions. They're men. They're men. This dude gets to pick from the McDonald's All-American game every day, every year. You think, while he was coaching, you think that there would ever be a time where he would say, oh, you know what? I'd rather have those experienced Mercer players than my McDonald's All-Americans.
I never thought of it that
right,
way.
Right. Do you think anybody in America, anybody, would have traded those positions in advance of that game? Anybody? Would anybody have traded Duke's players for Mercer's players? And yet that clown, that the most disingenuous phony this side of Saban, can't dream that little deal up. Oh, they're men. They're men. Mercer's not just anybody. Like I said, next game against a crappy Tennessee team, Tennessee beat their brains in. Beat them by like 50. Tennessee not nearly as impressed by the state of all things Mercer as Mike Krzyzewski was. So, yeah, that was awful. I'm like listening to that.
That was awful.
I'm like listening to that thinking to myself, oh, my God, he really did say all these things. I mean, he's just like he was in his last 10 years. He went from like greatest coach, second greatest coach of all time to the gift that keeps on giving for, you know, people like me. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. Do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. His areas of practice include workman's comp. If you're injured at work, everything goes into a tailspin. Medical costs, recovery, losing your paycheck, it adds up to stress, uncertainty about the future. Filing a workman's comp claim on top of everything you're going through can be overwhelming. Luckily, my guy, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. DUI, that can be a devastating, life-changing event. You need to go to court, and you better not represent yourself. You need an established, quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to help in the most difficult moments of your life. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. If you've been injured, a car, motorcycle, boating accident, it's time to call my guy Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call are completely free, as always. How about this? Real estate closings, home refinancing. May is Military Appreciation Month. As a small token of our appreciation, Nick Lavery Law Office is offering 10% off closing costs for all vets and active duty military. We love that. Schedule your free consultation. Dial 864-654-3680. 654-3680.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
It's never too late for deep spring cleaning on your home. Give my friends at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning a call. Schedule today and get three rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129. Mention me, Mickey Pollard, and you'll get a hallway cleaned for free. Schedule with ease at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, it's the right way to clean.
Get a new Tohatsu boat motor and feel the wind. Tohatsu Outboard offers four-stroke motors up to 250 horsepower with a five-year warranty. Simplic technology, reliability, dependability, and simplicity. Get a new Tohatsu motor with low monthly payments. Financing is available, and we accept major credit cards and debit cards. Call McCurry's Outboard in Anderson at 864-225-8704 and let's deal. Open weekdays 8 to 5:30 till noon on Saturdays. McCurry'sOutboard.com.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.73% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at LightStream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LightStream.com/radio. LightStream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.73% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/rate for more information.
Glenn Raven is hosting a direct hire event at 4665 Liberty Highway in Anderson on Wednesday, May 11th from 9 until noon. Hiring for machine operators, material handlers, and process technicians. Learn more and RSVP at htijobs.com.
Spring cleaning is always first thing on the to-do list this time of year, so don't forget yourself. Roosters is here to remind you how important it is to keep your hair and face fresh and clean this season. Roosters has a full menu of what you need for male grooming this spring to check that off of your list. Don't forget to set your next appointment with the professionals at Roosters on Pelham Road in Greenville by calling 884-8920. Gift cards are always available at Roosters. Give the gift that keeps on giving.
Guys, listen up. Have you been struggling with ED? If so, we have some great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that requires no pills, no injections, and no surgery. This is the latest medical breakthrough for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Greenville Men's Clinic is proud to offer the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, which has been proven to increase blood flow, reverse ED, and increase size. Stop wasting your time with pills that produce side effects and have little to no results. Medical institutions at Cambridge University and Cleveland Clinic have shown this technology to be safe with no side effects. So, if you're looking for a proven solution, call Greenville Men's Clinic today. They have performed over 12,000 treatments with outstanding results and can help you, too. Call Greenville Men's Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111. Or greenvillemensclinic.com. That's GreenvilleMen'sClinic.com.
Hey everyone, John Hyde here. Be sure to check out my new podcast, Off the Clock, where your favorite Roar host and myself all sit around and talk sports unfiltered. New episodes each Monday at TheRoarFM.com.